Hello, and we are back. We're here with Crystal.
And Penny.
And Penny.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, what do we want to talk in this segment?
Well, I think we left them off with talking about the male perspective about, you know, our hair and then our experiences. So I think that would be of interest because, you know, as I mentioned before in the last segment, Ty came in here and he had, you know, his opinion about wanting to put his fingers through hair. And he didn't, you know, understand the need for weave and why we always wore it. So, you know, I actually thought that Penny would be a great guest to bring in here because, one, she's not ashamed of wearing her weave. She's not the type that always have an opinion about, you know, oh, it needs to look, you know, natural so no one knows. She is, you know, she has no problems with being out there. So
none whatsoever.
So, yeah. So I want you to, you know, kind of give your perspectives. And you were talking about your husband, Yada.
Yes.
Going through the transformation or your transformation of you taking your locks out. So you said he's getting used to it. What has he said?
He would look at me and say, okay, but I know that he really misses the locks. But ever since I've met my husband, I've always changed my hair, changed a lot of things. So I think that because I had my locks for a longer time this time, that he's kind of like, you know, he's not on a good foot because it's just different for him. You know, it's because I change a lot and he, you know, doesn't like change. With him, he wants the same old love, the same old hair, the same old wife. So he has to acclimate to what I'm doing now. So.
Right. So it's just a change for him. He hasn't expressed that he prefers it a certain way over another way.
Oh, I know he did want me to keep my locks.
Okay.
But right. I just didn't want to.
Yeah. You know what? I hear it a lot that a lot of men have opinions about, you know, how they want their wives or girlfriends, you know, how they want them to be. And when we want to exert that, you know, that freedom of wanting to do what we want to do and look the way we want, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of unfortunate that if we don't have the support of our mate, that mm-hmm. it really, you know, we kind of sometimes get rebellious and say, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah. But I think they just want the same. They just want the same girl. They want the same wife. They don't want her to change so much. You know, she might change her dress or something like that. But if it comes to like her hair, her skin, things like that, even like weight, then that's where they kind of get nervous because they, you know, that's not what they've been seeing for so many, you know, years or months. So I think that that's what's happening. But as we go along, then you should be able to start grasping it. Because it's going to, you know, because that's where it's going to be, you know, and it's still the same person. It's just a different look.
Yeah. Well, of course, that all sounds great logically. But, you know, when it comes to men and them actually, you know, being about, you know, the visual, mm-hmm. I think it really affects them. So it's, you know, this tug of war that we have and mm-hmm. trying to make sure that our mates are okay with how we look, because of course you want to keep up that sensuality mm-hmm. so that they can still find us attractive, but at the same time exert ourselves, you know, the way that we want to be portrayed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
All right. So Miss Penny, what has been your experience? Because I thought you were the perfect person to bring in here, because when Ty was talking about him, you know, saying, well, a lot of men want, you know, the real hair, and you came to mind because I knew
you knew
that
my
that I don't be stopping nothing with you. So
I was a serial dater, huh? Well, that's that tooth that come in. But you know, realistically, when I was dating a lot, men that I would meet, most of them that I would date, they would prefer natural hair. They always said they prefer natural hair. However, you were attracted to me. And my hair, the way it was, my face, the way it was, you know, if you were attracted to me then, you know, to me, you were attracted to my weave too, you know, you liked the way I rocked it. But as far as the running the fingers through the hair and all that, okay, I get that. You might snag it on a braid or something. And a lot of women, I found a lot of black women would say, you know, he likes to run his hair through my hand. He doesn't want it to get snagged on a braid or whatever. Whatever, you know. To me, one particular guy that I was dating, he told me how much he liked natural hair and why he liked it, whatever. But when I told him I was taking my weave out and I was going to wear my natural hair, he was like, no. Keep it the way it is. He wanted me that way. That's the way he met me. He wanted my hair to stay that way, though.
But do you think it was about the length?
You know, it could have been about the length, you know. He never really said why. But one person in particular that I'm dating now, he says that he understands the black woman's plight of hair because he knows what it is to work out. And he sees the result in why it takes so long with our hair. He saw what I went through with my hair, especially when I was working out, mm-hmm. you know, and he saw the results of me coming in with my hair straight and then coming back looking like Bozo. And he was like, you know, keep coming, get the weave back, you know, it's okay. You know, he was okay with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's about preference. It is about preference, you know, and even on Facebook, you know, in the different groups and stuff, I hear men, they will bring it up, you know, about makeup and natural hair and what they prefer about women. But you still loving on Beyonce. If she came in the room, I'm sure you would be like, you know, they want to holler at her. So when it gets to that, it gets into, when we get into all of that, it gets to be very, how can I say, political or... It gets to be hot in the groups because, you know, I feel like that they say they want one thing, but, you know, fantasy versus reality. Type of thing. You know what I'm saying? And me and I are very, very visual. So, you know, don't give me that about all this natural stuff when you loving me, you know, me and my weave, you know, so take me as I am. That's mm-hmm. my thoughts on it, you know.
You know, it's real interesting you say that because you're right. They do say one thing and they act another way.
Right.
I was at a conference in November of last year. And when people hear that I'm a hair scientist, they have a whole lot of questions. And so there at this particular conference, there were a lot of African men there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so they had a lot of opinions about, you know, natural hair versus weaves. And in Africa, there's a trend where they're starting to they actually call it dry hair. It's, the lingo is really different there. So what we call weave, they call dry hair.
Okay.
So he said, so much dry hair usage over there, and they're following, you know, what you ladies are doing here in America, and we want to see the natural hair and the beauty. But at the same time, when I talk to women who wear, you know, the weave or the dry hair in Africa, they're like, well, this is what gets the attention. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, mm-hmm. kind of, you know.
But think about it. It's almost like a contradiction. Too,
exactly.
Because African women are the ones who are braiding our hair. This trend came with the what do we call the small braids that we all wear?
Singles?
Yeah, the individual braids.
The micros.
Micros. Mm-hmm. I wore the mm-hmm. micros for 2 years. That's what grew my hair. And that's weave. Basically, that's weave.
Off-loom,
they braid it
off-loom weaving.
Right. They weave your hair. And you wear it in different styles. And yes, it's a longer length. And African women are the ones that were braiding our hair. And they were attracted to that. So it's sort of a contradiction to me. You
Absolutely.
Know? Because that's weave. No matter how you put it, it's weave, okay? If you want a certain look, your hair shrinks. Your natural hair shrinks if you don't wear it without the weave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really don't want to look like a boy. I want to look feminine. I want to look like a woman, you know? And I'm not saying that some women that don't wear the weave with their natural hair looks, you know, don't look feminine. But me personally, I will look like a boy. So, and I'm not trying to look like a boy. You know me. I got to keep it diva. I'm not doing that.